you're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're going to be talking about a new website dealing with the Joseph Smith Papers Project, if you're familiar with that project. And so in studio today, I have Nathan Waite and Ben Godfrey. Thank you so much for being here, gentlemen.
Glad to be here.
First, tell me why there was a need for a new website and the purpose behind it.
The Joseph Smith Papers website launched in 2008. I can't remember the exact year.
That sounds about right.
So we launched in 2008, and technology's changed a lot over the past 4 or 5 years. One of the things we noticed, for example, is we have 20-25% of our users are visiting the site on mobile, like every other site on the internet. And we needed to improve the experience that users that come to see Joseph Smith's documents, to experience the various things we have on our website, they needed a better experience. And so that was one of our motivators, was making the site more mobile friendly.
What's the URL for the website?
It's just josephsmithpapers.org.
And this really gives people unprecedented access to documents that, I mean, it's like you're going back in time almost, right?
Right. We were talking about this a few minutes ago. I remember my first visit to the church history museum here in Salt Lake City, and we were walking along. There's an exhibit there about the presidents of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Here is an exhibit about Joseph Smith, and there's a rocking chair, and suddenly it hit me. Joseph Smith sat in this rocking chair, and church history suddenly became very real to me and very immediate. And in the same way, on the website, we have the transcripts of all the documents, but also we have images that you can zoom in really close. Someone showed me the other day, you can see Joseph Smith's fingerprint that's kind of smeared in ink on one of the pages, and suddenly it seems less distant. It's right there. It's very real.
You know, that brings up a really interesting point, because I had a similar experience when I went to Nauvoo for the first time. I lived in the Midwest, and Nauvoo was the temple that was in our area. And so the first time that you go to a church history site, you sort of do have one of those experiences where you're like, wow, this is not just something I'm hearing about, or this is something tangible. These are people that lived and lived actual lives, and these are things dealing with their daily lives. And that's a lot of what these documents and papers are, right? They're documents and papers that have been gathered that really walk through his life.
I mean, it really does. It represents everything about Joseph Smith's life. You know, not only his revelations, but his business dealings, mm-hmm. his court cases, you know, even something as mundane as, you know, a property record. We have over 1,300 documents on the website today that you can not only see the transcript, but as we mentioned, the actual image of those individual documents. And it might be helpful for the listeners to understand that it's not, when we say 1,300, each one of those documents might be 1 page or 100 pages. We have the entire first printing of the Book of Mormon. We have the first printing of the Doctrine and Covenants. We have the Book of the Law of the Lord, which is now on the website. It's really vast in nature, and you just get a sense of this is what his life was like. These are documents that were connected to him, and you get to see that there at josephsmithpapers.org.
And again, you mentioned 1,300 documents published so far. And again, that's not papers, that's actual documents. So some of
right.
those could be hundreds of pages alone. But the goal is eventually to have around 5,000 documents, is that right?
Yeah, it sometimes takes people aback to realize that we have such a huge documented record. But on the day that the church was organized, the Lord commanded to keep a record, and we've been doing that ever since. And so there's just this huge treasure trove of documents that they had to box them all up and carry them across the plains.
And oh, my goodness.
But thanks to their diligent work, we have these documents still today.
Talk about the work that has gone into preserving these documents and then finding a way to scan them and put them on this website. I mean, I can't even imagine the scope of that. It kind of makes my brain want to explode a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we have a team of about 20 to 30 full-time folks that are both historians and document specialists that can tell an E from an I in 19th century terrible handwriting, and then they can sit down and explain what it all means. And then we send that to a press. We have published now 10 volumes of a projected about 24 print volumes. And then in addition to that, we have to get all that information digitized, and we have a whole other team that's putting that together, and each each quarter, so every 3 months, we publish about 100 to 200 more documents, and we'll just keep pushing on through. Right now, we're in 1841, and we'll keep on pushing through. It turns out that Nauvoo has a lot more documents than any other period of church history, so we have our work cut out for us in the last 3 years of Joseph Smith's life, but we'll get there.
Something else to just throw in there is most of the documents that we've been talking about are housed at the Church History Library in Salt Lake City. But we do have, through good partnerships and friendships, many other repositories that have Joseph Smith documents that have been willing to share them with the project in a very collaborative sort of way. And so I hope people understand that whether it's Community of Christ with their archives in Independence, or you know, the Huntington Library in California, or the Yale Library, they have provided their documents and they're part of our project, and all of those are visible and available on our website as well.
That you would never be able to see unless you went to those specific places.
Right. I mean, it would just be impossible for, you know, for an average person to go and visit all these various places, bring them in one place, and have them in such an accessible way. It really is unprecedented.
So I'm an average everyday member of the church, and I want to put together a talk or a lesson somehow using some of these documents. That can be a little bit intimidating, probably, to go to the website. What is the best way to kind of incorporate some of this, or maybe as a launching point for somebody who wants to delve into it?
I think one of the best ways, actually, Nathan's been really instrumental in making this happen. Our website, as you come to the homepage, you'll see a section that says Finding Aids. And so we've prepared some of the things that people are most interested in and that you might find useful, already sort of prepackaged and ready to go. So if you come, for example, and maybe you're giving a lesson or you're preparing a talk about the first vision, there's a topic about the first vision, and we show you each of the accounts that were either firsthand or secondary reported accounts of Joseph Smith's first vision experience, and take you directly to those documents. So you don't even need to look for it. Like we've just put it together in a very simple and easy way. That's just one of more than, I guess, 8 or 10 different finding aids that help get you into the documents and find something very useful.
Okay, remind us of the website one more time.
JosephSmithPapers.org.
Okay, anything else you think is important for us to note or add to our listeners?
Just that we're adding documents all the time, so check back often.
Just one other thing we might discuss here, mm-hmm. and that would be we've introduced a new collaboration with FamilySearch. You know, FamilySearch is the largest genealogical archive and search tool. We collaborated with them, and members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints who have a Family Search account can go to familysearch.org/Joseph-Smith-papers. And what they will find there is if they're direct descendants of people who are mentioned in Joseph's papers, they get an experience that takes them right to their ancestor and links to the documents in Joseph's papers where that ancestor is mentioned.
Oh, that's so fascinating.
You know, you talk about like bringing and making it real. Well, here's my great-great-grandfather and his experience when he interacted with the prophet, or my great-great-grandmother when she met Joseph for the first time. Those documents may very well be in our collection and are now available through this collaboration with FamilySearch.
So fascinating. Okay. Thank you so much for being here, Nathan Waite and Ben Godfrey. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.